The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I probably shouldn't have been, but I was recently surprised to learn that 40% of professing Christians today say they believe in God, but do not believe in Satan or his demons. They may recognize good and evil in the world, but they refuse to acknowledge the truths of God's Word when we're warned and taught about the wiles of our enemy. This should concern you, because if you don't believe an enemy is real, you're easy prey for that enemy to take advantage of your ignorance. Maybe this biblical illiteracy is why it's so hard to tell professing Christians apart from the world. Our modern American churches and pastors have chosen to remain mostly silent on this topic, and as a result, entire generations have been led astray, believed lies, and even participated in that which God's Word calls an abomination. I also wonder if we would have so many falling prey to the mental illness of sexual perversion if there were not professing so-called churches that endorse it, welcome it, and promote it. The truth is, from Genesis to Revelation, Scripture reveals a real and active adversary working behind the scenes of human history. The Bible doesn't portray Satan as a cartoon villain with horns and a pitchfork, and never is the reality of Satan and his demons even alluded to as symbolism or allegory. Instead, as we learn from Scripture, he's a cunning, intelligent, and relentless enemy. His methods are subtle, his lies are polished, his strategy is ancient, and his goal is deadly. In 1 Peter 5, we read, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." This is not a myth or metaphor for mere human evil. This is supernatural. There's a spiritual war raging in the heavenlies and being manifested in the physical realm here on earth. And it's a war for the very souls of men, women, and children. Our adversary, the devil, is thirsty for blood. He and his fallen angels, the demons, hate mankind because they know that, unlike human beings, they're beyond redemption. There's no salvation available to them. They know their end will be the eternal torment in the lake of fire. Satan's primary goal has never changed. It's twofold: to usurp the authority and glory of God, and to destroy the souls of men made in God's image. Isaiah 14 reveals the heart of Lucifer before his fall. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High." He repeatedly says, "I will," with the focus being on I. That's pride, the seed of true rebellion. He sought God's throne and the worship that only our Creator deserves. When that rebellion failed, his focus turned toward humanity, as he and his demons were cast out of heaven. If he couldn't dethrone God, he'd corrupt and destroy what God loves the most. Jesus described him clearly in John 8. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He is the father of lies. He's not just out to shed blood through violence, rage, and murder. His ultimate goal is the eternal souls of those who choose confusion, doubt, and deception instead of God's truth. In Genesis 3, we see a blueprint that has never changed. First, he questions God's word and weaves in some confusion. "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Notice the subtlety. He doesn't begin with outright denial. He begins with a question. He plants doubt. He reframes God's command in a way that makes it sound restrictive and unfair. This is still his method today. Did God really say? Does the Bible really mean that? Surely that passage is outdated. By introducing doubt about the authority of Scripture, he undermines the foundation of truth. Next, he denies the consequences of sin and rebellion. "Ye shall not surely die." God had clearly warned Adam, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Satan flatly contradicts God. This is bold. This is direct. After the seed of doubt is planted, the lie becomes more aggressive. How often do we hear the same lie today? "There's no judgment. There's no hell. My God would never punish anyone." But God has said the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Then Satan appeals to pride and desire. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. The pattern continues today. Human beings continue to fall for it. Self-exaltation, independence, enlightenment, power. What a delectable enticement for prideful mankind. Now Eve saw that the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and to be desired to make one wise. The Apostle John later summarized this demonic scheme as he described the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. It's sad and rather shameful that few pastors today will teach even this most basic understanding of Satan's methods. Instead, many of them also fall for his tricks, believing themselves to be evolved, enlightened, and even wise. They're ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. They become fools and cause those who follow them to become twice the children of hell that they are. These are the ones who question God's word, deny God's warning, and appeal to human pride and desire. This same formula continues throughout Scripture and in our own lives, and it can be seen in action in many of our modern churches that pride themselves on being open, welcoming, and affirming. The only thing they're affirming is their own rebellion against God. But you know, progressive pastors will never see it that way because one of Satan's most effective strategies is religious deception. He rarely presents himself as openly evil. Instead, he disguises himself as something good, enlightened, and even holy. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Did you catch that? An angel of light, not darkness, not horror, light. And so Satan and his demons promote counterfeit gospels, distorted doctrines, and false teachers. Paul warned that some would preach another Jesus and another gospel. But from the golden calf in Exodus 32 to the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18, the pattern is consistent. Introduce a substitute for the true God. Blend truth with error. Create something spiritually appealing but fundamentally false. So many today are blinded by religious deception. Religious deception is powerful because it feels righteous. It soothes the conscience, but it leads souls lovingly straight to hell. The reversal of God's moral order is a hallmark of satanic deception. When sin is celebrated and righteousness mocked, when truth is labeled intolerance and error is praised as enlightenment, we're witnessing the same ancient serpent at work. The demonic realm doesn't need to possess every individual personally. If they can redefine morality, influence thought patterns, and infiltrate our cultural influences, they can lead an entire generation to destruction. In Jeremiah, we read, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Well, the demonic realm can know it. Satan exploits what is already in the fallen human heart. He doesn't need to manufacture desire. He redirects it from God's natural order and design to something perverted and wicked. James 1:14, "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Satan is not omnipresent, but he has legions of demons that work in the hearts of men, exploiting each one's greatest weakness to lead them into sin, deception, spiritual oppression, and bondage, and ultimately death. In Revelation 12, Satan is also called the accuser of the brethren, and we've seen many people who believe this lie as well. That they believe that they're beyond salvation, they're too far gone to be saved. These lost souls need someone to give them the gospel of Christ. Now here's the good news. 1 John 3:8 tells us, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus destroyed the works of the devil through his death, burial, and resurrection, and his salvation is now available to all who will come to him in repentance and faith. In his sacrifice for mankind, Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Still, the spiritual battle rages on, and we as Christians are in the midst of it, whether we realize it or not. As his remnant believers, we must know and use the Word of God daily. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, he didn't rely on emotion. He quoted Scripture accurately, consistently, and in context. It is written. We can also take a lesson from James 4. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submission comes first. we then have the strength to resist because of our obedience to God. We also need to put on the whole armor of God, as described in Ephesians 6. And as we read in 1 Peter 5:8, we must remain sober and vigilant, because comfort, ease, and complacency is dangerous, making us a target. And finally, as we read in Revelation 12, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and loving not their own lives even unto death. Satan deceives through doubt, denial, pride, religion, fear, accusation, and cultural corruption. His goal is to blind minds, harden hearts, and lead souls away from the truth of the gospel. But he's not equal to God. He's a created being. His power is permitted, for now, but not absolute. As Christians, our security rests not in personal ability, but in divine promise. Jesus declared, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." So in a world saturated with deception, the Word of God is our anchor. The Holy Spirit of God is our counselor and guide. The Son of God is our Savior. When Satan whispers, "Did God really say?" the believer answers, "It is written." When Satan lies, "You shall not surely die," the believer proclaims, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." When Satan tempts with pride and self-exaltation, the faithful one humbles himself under the mighty hand of God. And when that roaring lion approaches, those who stand in Christ need never fear, for the real Lion of Judah has already secured our final victory. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 495.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.